question. Very, very, timely and relevant. Yes, it was it's almost a year now, and I would agree that time has passed, but it's not yet late. It's up to the WTO members to work towards getting a reaching a consensus, because well, we live in the COVID uncertain times. But if you look at the history of the emergence and re-emergence of infectious diseases, it's just a matter of time, before something else comes up. So what these countries are asking, and I've said it, is not just because of it's not just access to COVID vaccine, but to they want to leverage on their capacities, to develop the institutional framework to respond to emerging infectious diseases. And this is actually the approach that is taken by the African Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The other question you raised about, whether there are other alternatives. Of course, there are things that could be done on a bilateral basis. Nothing prevents countries from, pursuing this through bilateral foreign direct investment arrangements. But that again is, could be subject to challenges, based on trade rules and trade obligations. So something can be worked out in terms of some of the alliances in the global south, where countries like India, Brazil, South Africa, and others, could actually show leadership. And to the example that was given by our colleagues from Cuba, bilateral agreement arrangements, where to increase access to vaccination. But in doing that, we should be very careful not to do things that actually would raise trade objections from the big powers or the corporate giants.